Welcome to Robert.
I know you will say that.
Are you sure?
Into the stuff you know. No.
Excuse me.
Stick to the people, Robert.
You
Otherwise,
should
the
stick
next
to
time,
the stuff
I will sing the full song.
That you know, because that was off-key. Find the key next
It wasn't off-key. It was just a little
Don't
sharp.
Don't come for
it was
me
just a, it was
unless
a little
I
sharp.
Send for you.
Excuse me.
This is not the energy that we need to be cutting into season four with.
Robert.
This season four was supposed to be about vulnerability and openness and beauty in general. And you are just coming at me with such violence. You know what?
Don't set my line.
I was going to say something. But I'm not going to say it. Because just because we have the E on this podcast does not mean... that I need to be so guttural.
Listen,
okay?
It's because the E's on it. So that we can be lewd and alternada.
I think we were going to get kicked off of all platforms if I said what I was going to say. So, with that being said...
People have said worse. And are still...
But were they black?
Making millions.
Have black people said worse? Because I don't think black people can say worse and still have their platforms. But we won't even talk about that because that's not what we're here for.
I know one black person who has her platform still, even though she's black. But we'll get into her in a second.
Who is she?
We'll get into her.
Okay, girl. All right.
Talk about her. But can I start, please? Really, actually, can I start?
You know what? In the spirit of vulnerability, I acknowledge that I overstepped.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we will strike this from the record. Mm-hmm. And we will act as if we didn't even do this. Matter of fact, we will cut this from memory. Okay?
From memory, but not the episode.
From memory, but not the episode.
And in
because
my...
Because this is the episode, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of choosing compassion...
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that you're making a good choice staying in your lane.
You know, I was going to respond to you because I'm like, yes, choosing compassion, like the two-winged bird of radical acceptance. But then you chose more violence. This is why the girls always talk about black-on-black crime, because what just happened right now was violence.
Mm-hmm. I choose it every day.
I'm going to call us to do different.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on 2 seconds. I just need to moisturize my lip.
Baby. Let me get you my glass of wine. I'm excited for this season.
Girl, same. Because
I'm really excited.
The girls don't even know. Yet. What we have in store, and the episode hasn't even started. Listen,
good
no episode starts.
And the girl, girl, I'm not right now. So then computer decks, and I sit down on the computer desk. What's wrong with me?
They
sit down around their decks, and they're just like on the edge of their seat, waiting for us to just say, "Hey, y'all, welcome to season 4 of." Stush and Bush.
A Caribbean podcast on Caribbean happenings, overall mix of and blend with a queer twist.
With a queer twist. I thought that was a good one. I thought
that
was
like, you know, on the list of episode intros, that was, bitch, you did that.
Yes, okay. I did that. Y'all, welcome to season 4. We have been doing this for 4 seasons. 4 times 7 is 28, but by some are 28 episodes. Wow. 28 episodes, which is like...
Before summer.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I'm screaming. Before summer, they'll have 28 episodes. Some of the episodes about 2 hours each. So honestly, we are giving the girls a whole full week of content one day.
You know...
I don't know maths, so I don't know if that's actually accurate.
So, I'm not going to try to embarrass myself on this live, not so live air. So let's just go with 28 plus situations. I couldn't even give you the correct unit of measurement because I just don't know. I really just don't know. But I'm glad to be here, you know? Mm-hmm. Today has been a roller coaster of emotion, but we somehow have both arrived at this space.
Yes.
And we are ready to do the Lord's work, you know?
Yes, I meditated. I remember that part in the Bible that says, thou shalt do season 4 of the podcast. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I believe a little bit, you know, underneath that it prophesies about season 7. it's that because you know the Lord speaks in completion, okay? And somewhere over there in the Bible, you know, for the girls who are into the extra biblical text, it prophesies this episode right now. And the episode in season 7, and maybe even the episode in season 21. So we're just gonna start putting things out there, incompletions of 7. And if 21 is not a multiple of 7, don't correct me, okay? Because I wouldn't know either way, okay? You're embarrassed for me, and that's the only reason why you should stay embarrassed and be so embarrassed that you don't talk to me about how I fucked that up. But I believe somewhere in there, I also read in the Bible that it said that 7 times something equals 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Right there in the Bible.
Seven times a tree. So the Bible just says 7 times the tree.
And you know
the
what?
Tree, I go bear the fruit, and then
yes,
21 fruit.
You know, that is wild because Spirit just said to me something about the word 3. Something about the word 3 is going to bless you tonight, and you need to bring to the people a word about 3.
Because, and you know, it's not a coincidence that Jamaicans say three. Because the Bible also said that
yes,
said, forgives your friends 70 times 7.
Yeah.
And the Bible also mentions a tree.
You know what? And Spirit is also revealing to me right now that 70.
70. Hold on, let me pour this glass of wine, child.
We're sticking with this. 70 times 70 is the amount of blades of grass around the tree of life. Okay? Spirit yes, is revealing that to me right now in this moment as we record this podcast. So,
The blades of the leaves. Yes. Yes, I'm all Bible storied out. I was really gonna bring in Jonah and the whale just now. Like,
you know,
I was gonna incorporate all the trees.
The whale actually had a blade of grass stuck in its teeth from the Garden of Eden. It's all connected.
Yes, and the whale did talk to Jonah, and Jonah did say, "I can help you," because that's where Dory learned the how to speak whale.
Oh my God! Yeah, oh, Jesus! Yes.
We are going. Ooh,
I feel the the anointing of God is here with us, right? Because if I begin to imagine in my spiritual mind, oh God, that Dory was searching for Nemo at the same time that Jonah was going to Nineveh, my God. Listen,
I just want to say that I'm grateful that our grandparents are not listening to this podcast, because the way they would have smite with themselves.
The way that, considering that my grandfather is next door, and that we actually share a wall, the girls might be hearing this nonsense.
Honestly,
but I'm having fun, girl.
The girls are welcome for this content. The girls have content for this Sunday service. Wanna welcome?
Not Sunday service, girl. We release on Mondays this season.
So our Sunday don't come after Monday.
Ooh. You know,
6 days later.
I'm just realizing that I said that we release on Mondays, and sometimes we play games. Yeah. So don't hold us against us if we don't post on Monday. Don't call me. Okay.
Yeah. Also, we didn't tell you what time on Monday, so sometime you're gonna get it 10 o'clock in the morning, sometime you're gonna get it 5 o'clock in the night. Honestly,
also, it's Monday somewhere, bitch. So there is a 12-hour grace period at any given time, even at 11:59 EST.
Let's get into this ghetto ass recandy.
Stushan Bush is for actually.
Ooh, look at me skipping over.
Skip the one of the best part. Can me out some fisa. Stushan Bush is for men who need to listen. And I'll be very specific.
Yes.
Stushan Bush is for those cishet men on Clubhouse.
Call them in, girl. Call them in. Yes.
Yes, compassion this year. Yes. Stushan Bush! It's for these cis het men who had the gall some time ago to launch a talk, to bring themselves to a room and talk about the queer community being obsessed with them. And why are we obsessed with them?
Under the green umbrella? Did they have a little house? Why was I about to call it TikTok? You see, the youth these days and all of the platforms that y'all be on, it's too much to keep up with.
Yeah,
you know, let's listen. We are obsessed with the cishet black men. Obsessed. Every day. Cannot stop thinking of you 24/7. I'm glad that I wasn't a part of this room. I have been a part of some other rooms on Clubhouse. And every time I join them and then I start to hear how the girls are talking, I'm like, so I have the ability to choose whether I leave quietly or not. And I choose to leave quiet. I'm just, why would I stay somewhere where I can leave?
My thing is, first of all, I didn't even go in that Clubhouse. You know when you're scrolling on Clubhouse and all the options come up?
Yeah.
That's when I saw the LGBTQ people. Why are you obsessed with cisgender black men? And I'm like, well, we gave you the language cisgender anyway. You're welcome. Calm down. That was the thing. So I didn't even go into it. But I should have gone into it, been a moderator, and then end the chat. I heard that that's what the girls are doing.
I'm gagging.
I hear that the girls, whenever somebody's saying something problematic, the girls be like, oh my gosh, I want to moderate. Let me speak. And they just close the chat. And I'm here for it, because sometimes folks shouldn't talk. I don't believe in it.
I
believe that folks should talk. Not everybody. Not all the time. Not on Clubhouse.
Clubhouse has given the girls a platform. It's almost as if all the girls who were like, do I want to spend money on a microphone for a podcast, said, no, let me just go over to Clubhouse. Who knows? Look out for Stushan Bush on Clubhouse? Question mark.
Yeah, y'all a Clubhouse invite, let me know. Nobody wants my invite.
I have quite a bit.
So y'all can have it.
I kind of resisted going over to the platform, if I'm being honest.
You love it now, baby.
Not that I love it now, but I have found the black gays, and I am quite content.
I really enjoy some of their talks.
Because everyone is on there looking beautiful, girl.
A lot
of beautiful black men are just out here on Clubhouse.
Those are the men I'm obsessed with.
You see, what's are wild
that
is...
Those are that ones.
My current photo is me in a bonnet. And
yes, I know, baby.
I think it's an amazing photo.
I concur.
Yet I'm receiving the femphobia in my mind before it even comes. But it's okay, because we're not here to talk about that this time.
But soon.
Eventually.
Soon, because this season is the season of vulnerability.
So we say.
And it doesn't mean that we're going to talk about vulnerability chapter one, but rather we shall have vulnerability as a framework.
Watch out, Brene Brown. Hey! Taking over, girl.
We're coming for you, Miss Mamas. This is the season where we're going to, because that was some openness that you shared, and thank you for that, because like that is real. And that is my entire life on Grindr, which is one of the various reasons I no longer have it.
Wow.
Girl, actually, Robert, give me an update about your life since the last season. What's new? We're getting into it now, baby. Give me some updates. What do you want to share with the girls? I'm putting you on the spot again.
Girl, not much has changed. I mean, things have changed, but, like, you don't want to hear what I have to say. You know, I wake up every morning, praise God, and I collect eggs, and then I fry them.
Yes, collecting your own eggs.
And that's what life has been like. Life has looked like me waking up in the morning and going, I bet those chickens laid some eggs today. And then I scramble those eggs. What has your life looked like?
Girl, it has looked like me waking up every morning, taking care of these little plants that I got going on here.
Girl, these plants.
During the wintertime, child. I love y'all. I love the girls. Whew, they're something. And for some reason, I'm taking up beginner's mixology because
I need to learn how to make my own drinks because I'm trying to be the alcohol-infused person I'm meant to be.
Yes.
I too enjoy a good mixed drink. And at the same time, I'm perfectly content with mixing some of that lemonade from the store over there, the Turkey Hill lemonade, and my Hennessy, and going, wow, a drink. A mixed drink.
Same. Like, don't get me wrong. Nothing will top a nice little Ray and Nephew with cranberry juice. Not top that for me. Seriously, nothing is topping it for me. Nothing is topping me. So. I just didn't expect that to come from me. That one was just like, it just came out. okay.
Yeah, okay.
So as I was saying, nothing can top that for me. And top me. And, but I've done this whole thing where I'm just like, let me just learn how to make one cocktail a week. And it really feels great if a friend has come over and I'm like, let me just make you a little something. Come here. And it also feels great when I've had a very stressful day and I'm like, I need a ginger-based drink. And I made my ginger-based drink.
I love this for you. I really do. And I hope to join you, but in a different way.
You want to sit down while I just make the drinks?
That's not what I meant, but that too. Because who has time to do anything for themselves in a global pandemic? Girl,
it's still happening.
The pandemic is still happening.
I wouldn't know because the way the girls are behaving.
Let's talk about the way that the girls are behaving.
Which brings us to our little ghetto ass recap.
So on January 26th, January 6th, honey.
Now you knowing the date, Jesus.
2021. A few people.
Just a few.
A little sprinkling of people decided to go, let's hop on this plane to Washington, Jesus. I'm pretty sure they consulted Jesus in their plan. I'm pretty certain.
They prayed.
They had
some prayer circles there. It was good.
I received the minutes from the heavenly board, and they said, "Yeah, girl, I've been getting some requests about some capital insurrection." Right. So that was happening, and it turns out that some white people in the United States of these Americas decided to go fuck some shit up over there in the Capitol while, you know, the girls were trying to do their job, which they don't do well, but they were trying to do their job this time and to certify this election. And while this is both look what happened while we were, you know, taking our break, it's also a thing that is happening still as the nation wastes its time trying to do a second impeachment trial. Now,
girl, here we go. Child.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't move forward with impeaching Trump. I'm just saying that the girls are wasting time. But what's not wasting time, honey, is these new videos that came out recently, girl.
Yes, girl. I hear the videos were going off.
The videos were... Seeing the videos that were released in the trial makes you question, one, news reporting. It makes you reevaluate what happened on the 6th, because there was a sort of, like, if you decide to engage in watching those videos, I believe that you will begin to feel some sensations in your bodies, right? That you will begin to feel some sort of like tension, or like some sort of like seizing of the different parts of your body. Because when I was looking at those videos today, I was like, yeah, it's wild how many people are outside. But like, a crowd is a crowd. It's wild that these children of God are out here climbing up shit and bashing windows in. It's another thing for these white people to be chasing a black guard up several flights of stairs. The videos that were released recently, girl, show a different type of force and calculation that is so much more disturbing than the calm procession we frankly saw on the 6th, right? On the 6th, the news outlets show bitches, you know, staying within the ropes, walking through, I believe, what's called the rotunda, right?
Yes. Come on, rotunda.
But the videos that they released this weekend, honey, was not that. I saw people being crushed. Okay?
What?
Crushed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes. Exactly. Yikes. Mm-hmm. That's shocking.
Yes.
All this for
allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly. Or at least that's what Trump's lawyers are trying to say. Girl. In court this week. Allegedly. That happened. That is happening. Sorry. It's an active process. Thank you.
All right. I just remember the day after the insurrection. And honest to God, I have never... It has never been so obvious to me that my body responds to when I see a certain kind of violence. I mean, like, who am I kidding? I've noticed it many a times. I mean, I've seen so much trauma. We've seen so much trauma. But, like, it was really blatant the day after. And I was just like, but that's not business about this. Can we end up on the phone with you a laugh?
Like, girl.
I was on the phone. Girl. Look at these people. Like, this is not my fight.
I did listen.
I was so... Sit down with it. Me not do nothing about that. And then I'm gonna wake up the next morning. I hope my body peeing up. I had stress in my body the next morning. I did quite a bit of hours of yoga. I think I did 2 yoga classes that day because the need to stretch out myself.
It was laughable.
It was laughable.
Because, yes, we were on the call. I didn't know it was happening. I was in a group chat for one of my classes, and there are some international folks in there, and they were like, yo, what is going on in the United States? And I'm like, girl, let me put this group chat on mute, because I don't got time to be listening to what the girls got to say. And then I'm there doing my work, and I'm minding my business. And then... I'm scrolling on Twitter, and tell me why Watch CNN Now is trending. And I'm like, dude, the fuck is going on? So I turn on CNN, and I'm like, now, y'all, what the fuck is y'all doing over here, Jesus? So I call Kadeem, and I'm like, girl, turn on CNN right now.
Me? Never did that. I knew nothing. Like, folks in my office were like, oh my gosh, y'all. Like, I was in a meeting and they were like, yeah, look at what is happening in America right now. And I'm like, what y'all are talking about? Like, calm down. Like, why are y'all acting like this all is new? And then Robert called me, and I mean, I said, Lord God, the second Robert called me, turn on the TV, I mean, that was it. And me start pop up. Me start laugh. Me start dead with laugh. Because I'm like,
what
else?
because what?
Wild.
I frankly do not care to comment about the sort of like white on white politics situation that's arising here. I'm not going to talk about it. I promise you, I am not going to talk about it. But you know what we should talk about, girl? We should talk about Michelle motherfucking Obama.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that outfit.
Fuck the outfit. The hair, honey.
The hair was wow. She really said something. She was just like, actually, I'm the president.
Michelle Obama said? Michelle Obama said, you wish this was Gorilla Goose Brave.
Oh my God, Robert, I literally gagged just now.
Oh my God, Michelle.
And I hate that you brought this up. I hate this. I hate it.
Woo, girl.
Robert, that never nice. Robert, that never nice. Robert, that nay nice. Me never like that one day.
Listen. Oh my God. Okay. So
poor little Tessica Brown, Jesus. Poor girl. The poor old girl. I would just go on ahead and say that, like, y'all are mean, okay? Like,
listen.
Y'all are mean about poor little Tessica Brown. Poor little Tessica Brown, una mean. Una really dare treat her bad. I was on a clubhouse. There was a whole clubhouse call with dermatologists and lawyers.
I wish I was there.
On Clubhouse arguing why she can or cannot go to sue the company.
Listen.
Or why it is possible. I
said that I was not going to bring it up, but then when I came to her here, I'm like, I can't.
I hate it. You chose violence.
I would almost apologize for the way that I nastily cackled, but I'm not. I'm not sorry. I think for you know, I'm just feeling so much sensation. Because
you had a great moment.
Not only did I have a great moment, I want to know why she had to do this foolishness in Black History Month.
It was before.
Was it?
Girl, she did this for a long time and she had it for 30 days. And she had the Gorilla Glue on her head for 30 days.
Okay.
And through that time, she washed it with water 15 times, which only accelerated the efficacy of the glue.
She couldn't wait one more month?
Over the span of 30 days.
And she couldn't wait 28 days?
I'm screaming.
We don't have many days in this month, love.
I will say, to close it out,
yay,
a black doctor fixed it all up.
Did come and was like, you see, girl, this is community care.
Right. That was a $12,000 procedure that he did for free. I will say that folks are really shaming her for, I guess, you know, living her best life with her little new management team and her legal team because she's gaining some popularity from it. And like, folks are just like, wow, she has a management team. You know, a lot of judgment. And
girl,
shame.
I
and
support.
I'm just kind of confused.
I support her.
Like, I don't see why in this world that would be something that's so outlandish that somebody who's gaining popularity from it wouldn't take advantage of said popularity.
We get an inquiry a month, and I'm like, we need an intern. I'm like, someone, oh my God, this is just too much.
One inquiry a month,
and we're like, oh my God, we need support. So I can imagine, like, actually receiving a lot of inquiries several times throughout the day. I'm like, you need support right now. I think we should just leave it there.
Yep.
And move on, because I feel like if I continue,
honestly, all this to say,
Michelle Obama's here, girl. Oh,
I'm gonna say Michelle Obama here just did what it had to do.
It
did what it needed to do. So yes, I forgot the name of the hairdresser, but I followed her on the.
But kudos to her, girl, because she did that. Okay,
she did.
These outfits, girl. I feel like it's the Powerpuff Girls all over again. Okay, Dr. Jill was out here looking away. I saw those comparisons,
and I was just like, ugh, "All right, go off." I guess. I mean, I guess
Dr. Jill was.
Dr. Jill was the one in the blue, right?
Oh, colors, yes, honey. And then Michelle was just looking like a fine bottle of wine. Just looking like
nice little cat size.
Michelle put her clothes on that morning and said, okay, I'm stepping out. Okay.
She said, honestly, I want to be here this time. That is what Michelle Obama said. Because 4 years ago, Michelle said, let me just put this hair up in one. Let me just put on this little coat that I wore some years ago, and let me just go to this thing. That's what Michelle said, right? But this time, the girl was like, y'all, the group chat was blowing up.
What happens when you leave a toxic work environment?
Man.
Do you see how your skin just, you know, livens, and the fat water toner just comes in and soaks into the skin, and the Fenty Skin Moisture just highlights, you know, highlightingly on your face? Girl. Listen, wow.
Michelle did what she had needed to do. And that's
she did. And then
we are Jamaican
in the White House. Kamala Harris.
Negro spiritual sigh.
In her purple lavender situationship.
Girl.
Out here looking like someone's principal. Was really like, yes, honey.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen.
The Powerpuff
Girls. She really
girls.
Looked like that English teacher who had the power to give the students detention back in my school.
You see, because you English know only teacher certain teachers is, could do that. That is headmistress level outfit. Okay.
No, my girl, Robert. The way my English teachers could dress, specifically, it's like they read about fashion too.
I'm screaming.
They were like, "Let me just get this little magazine while I'm switching in between Shakespeare and." Freaking Dennis Walcott. I'm serious. The girls are all here.
You know, I'm going to propose that we talk about Biden's unemployment plan, and then give the girls a quick something for them.
Sure.
Let's get into it. President Biden, the 46th president of these United States, plans to address unemployment in his first 100 days. Is this my good Black newscaster voice, or are you not buying it?
Like, it was giving me more Black British with felt out of place.
Yeah. I feel it for the BBC. That's fine. It's okay.
You've done it's more fine. For that too, baby. As in, like, you interned with them once, right? No, that wasn't them.
I don't know why you're trying to call me out in front of all these people, but go off. Either way, yes. Biden has signed a lot of executive orders in the past few days. Because he's like, these 100 days, girl, we going to get this place in order. And he going to have unemployment in that list, honey. But you know who's at the bottom of that list, bitch?
Cool.
Rachel Dolezal. All right. Rachel Dolezal said that she can't get no work and she not gonna get them. Actually, we gonna put her on the permanent unemployment list.
I'm screaming. You mean she didn't send a resume to Miss Kamala to be like, hey, sister, know that you're in the space. We're here together, baby. Also... Listen.
Sister?
Sister?
Sister who?
Honestly.
You could go to jail. That's violence. Goodbye. Hate crime.
Not
bye.
Rachel
bye.
Dolezal saying.
Good night.
Not her saying that she's been unable to get some work since her whole transracial debacle. Baby, I thought you were braiding here. That's how you work. Listen, she is braiding here out here, and the girls are going to her. I want, you know, like the girls are getting her hair done.
Who asked? Right?
That's true.
If it did not make its way into the public sphere, I would have been fine living my life not knowing that information.
Yeah.
It would have been.
I agree.
Perfectly fine for us to go, oh, okay. That's nice.
I agree.
I
agree. But here we are with this information. And honestly, good, baby. You're still thriving.
Exactly.
That it's crazy how, like, you're still safer than so many of us, even with your unemployed self. It's crazy.
Even after 6 whole years of unemployment, allegedly.
6 whole years of unemployment cannot keep the girls down.
They really can't. You'll bounce back eventually.
Yeah, some people will cap for you. They always
honestly,
do.
Honestly, move. Please. Go somewhere else. So we have 2 more points, but I think that we should share this something for now with y'all first and then get mm-hmm. into our 2 points. I feel like they just flow really well. Today's something for now comes from Slush and Bush icon, Stacey Ann Chin. And
yes.
Stacey Ann Chin always.
Yes.
Always and forever. In one of her recent books that came out, Crossfire, A Litany mm-hmm. for Survival. And today, in the year 2021, we get to read some excerpts from this poem with our whole chest. Are y'all
here? Michelle, I'm going to take out my copy.
Not my president. Every time I step to a microphone, I develop an uncontrollable itch to shout, Donald J. Trump is not my president. And that's not just because I didn't vote for the fool, not just because he's become the latest tool members of the contemporary Klan pull out of from their modern day sheets to remind us of when their cloths covered this land with the brutal hand of white racist terror. If you have ever had to dress down some melanin-challenged motherfucker talking about all lives matter, raise your right hand and say, amen. So you know exactly what I mean when I say Donald J. Trump cannot be recognized as no motherfucking president. First of all, he's been breathing on this planet for 70 years and still has the vocabulary of a third grader. Not to mention his mouth always looks to me like an incontinent asshole that can't hold its own bullshit, spewing the septic defecation of ignorance and discrimination, containing the already polluted air with inarticulate entitlement. Steady providing validation for all the other them and other white men who feel like equal opportunity for anyone else means we are trying to motherfucking oppress them. And then she continues.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how normalized the actions of this incredibly imbecilic and inhumane administration has become, no matter how numb we become to what the news anchors say, you have to just say something different to yourself. Donald J. Trump is not my president. He has never been my president, will never be my president. Make it a mantra. Say it to your fish, your parrot, your Republican counterpart. Say it over and over again to them. And one day, when everyone else sees he's no more than a snake oil salesman, no more than a Cheeto-dusted Freddy Krueger, invading every aspect of our lives like all great walls of devices they've built before him, he will fall, revealing the yellow bellies of all those who brought him to power and whoever is responsible, be it Vladimir, of one of the funny-looking Trump children, whoever it is, that Iago motherfucker will have to answer the rest of humanity for this small-handed wrinkle in this bomba clock warp in time.
It is safe to say that Stacey Enchin predicted the insurrection in that poem.
And if we can come to that line, because, you see, actually, this is where I fucked up. I introduced her just as Stacey Enchin. I meant to say Prophetess Stacey Enchin. Right here, where she says, no matter how normalized the actions, I feel like we just open with some normalized actions at the beginning of this podcast.
This new administration. Sorry. Go on.
Did you say that normalized actions is everywhere, honey?
Because I was gonna be like the new administration.
Did you say, quote, no matter how numb we become to what the news anchors say, unquote? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I'm saying, baby.
Y'all, Donald Trump is gone. Donald Trump is gone from the White House, but he's not gone from the imagination or the shit stain placed on this country. And I also don't believe that this administration is going to do anything to do that, to like undo that. Signing of the executive orders does not remove that stain, nor does the I need to buy, like,
in fact, you know what executive order was not signed on the first day?
Which one?
The one where kids would be released from cages. But I guess kids from cages was only relevant during the Trump times.
Right.
And here's my thing. I don't want to speak generally, but here's my thing. I really think that we place heavy emphasis on this. We're going to hold Biden accountable. His first couple weeks, he deported Black Caribbean people and Black African people. Or at least deportations of Black Caribbean people, Black African people, because I'm sure somebody's going to be like, well, it wasn't really him. It happened in his administration. He's the commander in chief. It's him. That outrage is just not necessarily being matched for me. And I need us to, on this, you know what we did? We made plans to get Trump out of office. We made plans for impeaching Trump, which is, I guess, is happening. You know what we didn't make plans for? This weak-ass phrase that says, we're going to hold Biden accountable. Y'all should have planned for that the same way y'all planned for Trump's exit. Because we didn't. And now here's what's happening. We are starved. My stimulation. And when me I hear so my friend them I get $15 minimum wage, what me I hear is the impeachment. I mean, I said impeachment no matter me. I said that the energy they can't match the 15 minimum wage. Late there. Yes, that the ear in there. Me I see ear in panchum. I'm being very generalistic right now. And also, where is the outrage? Because I need the girls to have the same energy when Trump deported folks to have it as well. And the only girls I'm seeing doing something, I don't even know if the ACLU is suing. Is the ACLU suing like they did Trump? Let me check. I'll be like, all this to say, I just feel like, I don't know. I respect the relief. I understand the relief that folks feel. That relief can't force us or shouldn't place us in a space of complacency. And recognizing that, you know, there are so many like queer Caribbean folks who are literally going to be deported and are being deported. Like, it's not a luxury on, at least on my end, on our end, that we can be like, well, let's just continue breathing because everything is all safe and dandy and perfectly fine.
Right. There's this thing that's coming up for me right now where I think there might be, well, I hope there aren't, but it might happen. Not some of the girls are listening to the podcast right now and they're going, well, did you expect immediate action? And I'm like, no, I didn't. No. But the we're going to establish a task force doesn't do it for me. I have heard in many different sort of like very institutional settings that a task force is going to be established, and then the task force meets a lot and says a lot of nothing, and then they write a report.
Girl,
and the report says nothing, and then we do nothing with the report that we said nothing. So
because the task force is not binding, what task force has been binding? Like, I am sorry. Tell me, I live in the city of New York, and I like to think that I'm politically engaged enough. Where I've known the millions of task force that have been created since the onset of the pandemic. None of the recommendations from the task force with the pandemic to addressing diversity, equity, and inclusion in the city to addressing NYPD's kettling.
Remember that?
Mistreatment of protesters. Y'all remember that? There were task force for that. What happened? What did the mayor say? We're going to follow them. Up to now, have they been followed? Task forces are buffers. Yeah. They delay action on the particular issue. Because right now, I have yet to find a useful need for task force because Una act like say, folks on the ground do not have the same information that the task force is going to say. That's the thing too. It's repetitive. Mm. It's redundant. So take your task force. Actually, dissolve your task force. I mean, I'm going to say something outside of it, but I'm going to say dissolve it. Dissolve your task force, baby. Mm. It's not serving us. Just listen to us, and we'll tell you what to do. It's almost as if that's what we put you in the office for.
Almost
crazy.
As if.
Almost as if. I mean, almost. Historically, maybe not so much, but...
Maybe not at all. I was right. going to say, to sort of pick up maybe where you were going, but probably not. The relief that we feel is akin to taking a shit. After your shit, you should wipe. But the complacency tells you, well, I'm relieved, so I'm done. But you're not done.
That's really good.
It's thanks. You know,
disgusting visualization, but that was really good.
Spirit revealed it to me in the moment. Was like, you should say
I this. Appreciate so I said that it. One was really mm-hmm. good. On a wipe. Nobody now wipe.
But we won't talk about those cishets who aren't wiping.
Because that will be that we're too obsessed with them.
And we're not obsessed, I promise.
Even though they're the ones in... Never mind. I deleted Grindr. That's all I'll say to that.
So... Not even speaking of, girl. Find me the connection between Grindr and Haiti. Go.
Okay, I was actually saying, speaking of, like, shitty administrations, I wasn't going to go to Grindr. Like, that's where I was going to go to link this with Haiti. But I can link Grindr with Haiti, okay?
Do it for the girls. For the one time. Do it for the one time.
Speaking of, I deleted Grindr.
Mm-hmm. You know who didn't delete that last presidency in Haiti?
Mr. Moise.
Right.
Moise.
Him.
Covenant.
The man.
Jovenel.
President.
Covenel. Moise.
What?
J-O.
All right, so as you can probably tell, we cannot pronounce this man.
We can't pronounce it. I can spell it. I just can't pronounce it. And I really looked up how to pronounce it before, and I just remember. I do remember the Moise. I don't remember the
Covenel.
Covenel.
Yes.
The J was a K.
Yes.
Anyway, love you, Haitian listeners. Listeners of Haitian experience. I'm annoying. Anyway, you know who hasn't deleted their presidency? That was you took that. That was
I just
you gave me that one.
You gave you me think that you're one. Original? You're not original.
I'm not. Nobody's. It's fine. The president, President Moise.
Well, he should be the former president.
He should be the former president. So, one of the things that we wanted to give light to in this top conversation is obviously what's happening in Haiti right now. Covenel Moise declared that although he's not a dictator, he arrested 23 people, one of which was a Supreme Court judge, which was something. Following a series of protests of folks saying, done with kidnapping, done with dictatorship, because he's, I think the election was what, February 7th? And he's supposed to step down and he didn't step down. And now folks are like potentially living in a dictatorship. Well, folks are living in a dictatorship back in Haiti and are protesting and resisting such a thing. Right?
Where does this inspiration come from? I mean, now, to be clear, the girls might sound like I'm inherently linking it to what Trump is going, but like I feel like Trump is only a microcosm that would inspire this sort of insurrection on the part of a former Haitian governor.
Yeah, and I mean, I was gonna say, like, to add to that, like, when shit like this happens internationally, the United States tends to respond. And it's just clear that right now the United States isn't necessarily separating themselves from President Moise, except to say we're aware of this international issue and we are concerned.
What's wild is that it makes a lot of sense to me why the U.S. government can't say anything right now.
It's crazy.
Because I would turn around and go, so the past 4 years, so that orange Cheeto that you had sitting behind the desk eating fucking McDonald's sandwiches all goddamn day, right? So the insurrection on January 6th. So this video that y'all just, like, the girls are talking about it. And the U.S. relied on this sort of, like, moral high ground, big brother, international sort of like policy framework to stick its foot in places that it did not belong, and now the bitch does not have a shoe. Okay, so maybe it's a bit of that,
maybe,
but then also I need to think about how anti-blackness functions and like inserts itself into this as well. Why is it that the first Black Republic, the first Black Republic, can't get the same energy as the first Black Republic existing in dictatorship right now? Why can't that happen?
Anti-Blackness. That's it.
The first Black Republic, bitch.
The first Black Republic.
The first one!
Because the girls really are all here preventing the girls from thriving. The girls are just saying, we just want to live a nice life. The girls are simply saying, we just want to be able to democratically choose our president. The girls are saying, we don't want our country to be kidnapped. Yet again.
And girl.
And
yet here we are.
Yet here we are. And you know what's crazy? Even when I'm thankful that I have a community where, like, I have access to this information. But, like, even me, I typed in what is happening in Haiti and nothing came up.
Absolutely. Girl, the 2020 report from some random office on happenings in Haiti came up. Right, so it's trending in some, it wasn't even trending on Twitter, y'all.
It wasn't.
There was, like, a murmur.
You know when you find like that Instagram post on Facebook that like gives you like 10 slides of what's happening in the world right now? Like that's what I saw something about, like, the United States, the United Nations, and another persons are supporting a dictator right now in Haiti. And that's when I was like, yes, come on, UN and US doing what they're supposed to do.
Because we're aware.
For more information, by the way, y'all can follow this person who's been updating the girls every day, every hour, on the hour, period. At MadanBookman. Madan Bookman.
Lovely.
You know, since honestly, we have very avid listeners of this podcast who are Haitian. And every time something Haitian come up, you know, so them coming on my inbox and I thought about say how I pronounce it good. They're not wrong.
That's why I leave the pronunciations to you.
What?
I said that's why I leave the pronunciations to you.
So they can come in my DMs.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Because I didn't do that. That was all you.
It is. I'm always the one making it. Anyway, you can follow this person for more information on what's happening in Haiti and follow their directive. They seem to really post amazing and really pertinent content as to what is happening with the dictator. Yes, so his term did expire on February 7th. Mm-hmm. And then he ordered police to arrest some folks who were protesting.
I'm having like a historical brain moment where not that like I'm focusing on the history itself right now, but more so sort of like connections and patterns that are arising. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the U.S. and its situationship that's going over here. There's something about Haiti and the situation that's going on over here. And then there was one that was also recently happening, I believe, in an East Asian country where the
Myanmar?
Mm-hmm, Myanmar. The military staged a coup.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's usually how coups work. The military staged a coup. Let me not give the girls in America some notes. I'm like, we need a military. but I didn't say that. The military staged a coup in Myanmar and arrested that sort of like progressive, quote unquote, progressive side of government over there. Heavy emphasis on progressive, but the New York Times covered the shit out of that. Whole front page, bitch. The whole app was talking about Myanmar.
Yeah.
Let me go over to make sure that I'm not putting my foot in my mouth to go sit here and look
at New York Times haven't said anything about
Haiti. Let me just want to look real quick. Yeah, look.
I mean, but like, isn't that sad already? Like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, I think part of us bringing up this concern is like, first of all, we're two black folks on a podcast with really amazing listeners. And we felt very compelled to talk about, or at least bring some attention to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
When New York Times debout, when Washington Post do all like an opinion piece about it, maybe read about it earlier. Opinion piece, not front page free final. Opinion piece. And I think us being on this also highlights that not only is this problem in and out of itself an issue, but add to the fact say nobody not talk about it. And like it's invisibility breeds more difficulty for the folks who are protesting back there. Right? Because nobody not feel no support. And we see the same thing. When the whole thing was happening in Uganda, when the government like stopped all of like what their internet access or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Uganda, we're seeing it. I don't know. There are so many things that be happening all around the world. And again, we're the ones who are just like, y'all should pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. The three white folks that I encourage to listen to this podcast every so often, donate. Please.
Girl. So the New York Times published an article on February 7th, 2021. And there's an interesting quote from Mr. Moyes, which simply says, "I am not a dictator. My term ends February 7th, 2022.
What?
Yes.
This nigga.
Indeed.
He was elected 4 years ago.
You know,
what a time. What a time that we live in.
Let's
It's crazy how the girls are gonna care about this when it's in the history book.
Girl.
If even.
Right, because I'm like, history book where? Can we start with an expanded look at slavery? Can we look at an expanded look of emancipation? Can we expand the look on Black history? Right? If we did that, I believe that you saying, you know, one for the history books would have a little bit more meaning. But until the girls get there, what exactly are we saying? Not much.
We're not saying much. We're saying enough. We're saying a few things. We're saying a few things. One, Michelle Obama here, they look good. Two, Biden is still deporting people. Three, there's a dictatorship happening in Haiti and literally nobody knows about it.
And that's that on that. A snapshot at what's going on in your world.
You know, this ghetto-ass recap was really supposed to be a nice little moment where we're just like, damn, this whole shit is happening.
But so much has happened.
But so much has happened in the past 2 months that it's like, damn, this cannot be... This is not a recap. It's a recapitulation. We have elongated.
Come on, word. Come on,
it's
word.
A recapitulation, Jesus.
Girl.
You know what? I only found out in college that recap was short for recapitulation. Whatever. That one. Recapitulation.
That word.
But I do think the Sum Finiam really just is just feels appropriate here for a variety of reasons. I'm gonna come back to it because one, again, as I said, Ascension is a prophetess. But two, it wasn't. I take this poem not just as a critique of Donald J. Trump, even though she mentions Donald J. Trump 50 million times. Exchange Donald J. Trump for and the melanin related wounds for Covenant Moise. And we'll see the girl say this nigga is not my president. Right? Exchange the Donald J. Trump, the melanated, whatever, the melanated part can stay with this one. To highlight how he was just a microcosm of a larger issue, because here we're in a new administration and folks are still being deported. Folks are still being whatever. And like, to the folks who just be like, are you expecting things to change overnight? No, I'm not. I can still demand it. And I fundamentally believe that because like one day makes a huge difference in an immigrant's life. One day an immigrant could be perfectly fine living their best life. And then the next day, some shit goes down. So like for us, there is no, oh well, you can't just give 1 week. Him say, I'm gonna do it in 100 days. No, 100 days, 100 deportation. I don't know. We can't do it. Me not do it. So I don't know. I'm a little bit angered, but I do believe that this Sum Finiam piece really highlights quite a bit of things, both in its relationship to our current administrations here and administrations that should be in the past in our neighboring country of Haiti. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's wild that we're about an hour in and we're still referencing the Sum Finiam, not even as a passing sort of conversation piece, but more so like we're still talking about it. Which is what is this an indication that season 4 is finally when we hit 3 hours per episode? Is that what we're saying?
You know what I think it's saying? I think it's saying we had a plan to talk about things and we had a lot of things to talk. We overestimated yet again, because we've done this before.
One would think that we wouldn't. Yeah.
Right. We've done this before. We've done it at the beginning of every season where, like, we have a whole ass plan. We're going to talk about these three amazing things, but then one something just took up the whole time. But I
wow.
Didn't tell you guys what we were going to talk about, though, because it's kind of a nice.
I think that we still need to talk about it, but we can't just, you know, be doing too much with what we were going to do. I feel like stories should be saved for another time.
Yeah.
But I forewarned the girls. Yeah. Not in depth, though, honey. Not in depth.
Not in depth. Y'all, we were going to do this get all together, and then we're going to talk about our mom.
Yeah. Today was supposed to be the mama episode.
Because the day that this is released, it's Robert's mother's birthday.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday, Diane.
Yeah. And then 5 days prior was my mother's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Joy. So, like, we thought that our podcast was relaunching on both our mother's birthday, both these Aquariuses.
Yes, girl.
And we were going to give y'all just some lessons and celebrations about our moms, but we're just gonna have to give y'all that another time, because
I believe so, girl, because
I'm not shrinking. I can't shrink what I was gonna say about my mommy,
because the girls deserve the impact that
they
deserve had.
They also deserve us to interview them on this podcast, but Robert won't.
You
Robert,
know
Robert, Robert I'm I can't get Robert there yet, y'all. Can y'all help me get there yet?
Because then I'm going to have to bring another chair in the room, and she's going to have to sit here.
I have to go to a different state, Robert. Calm down.
Yeah, and then she has to sit in front of the camera, and then the microphone, and then I feel like we're both going to be drinking. And a lot of what you're going to miss about the relationship dynamic between my mother and I is the looks that we give each other.
Yes.
And you just can't get that same energy over, you know, the airwaves. But I think that the same thing is true of, like, me and Kadeem. We're like, we just, like, be looking at each other all the time. And I'm
girl,
like,
we
can't see this.
We video and FaceTime. We FaceTime and record. So, like,
yeah.
Bitch.
Look at you know,
like oh bitch, like
so to I add like, two more people to this girl. Ooh, that's a lot.
Girl, we got this. We're gonna figure it out. I'm gonna convince you. We're gonna get there. But we were gonna talk about our moms because it's their birthdays. But we are still that's still going to happen because they're forever etched in our lives. So
yeah,
and so is this podcast at this point. So it's gonna happen, but. Until then, we're just going to recognize that we just did a whole ass hour and 50 minutes on the ghetto.
We did. Should the stick-a-pin be what we're going to do this weekend?
Yeah, yes. Yes, sure.
Or what would have happened already by the time this episode comes?
Okay, so so by the time this episode gets released, my mother is, it would be like celebrating my mother. I got her some cute gifts, and we're also just gonna do a nice little family dinner. And then guess what the theme is? Okay, so my mother's name, her nickname is Joy. That's what her father called her when she was a child.
Yeah,
so everybody
Jamaicans
calls her Joy.
Who have a name on the birth certificate and then their name.
Right, exactly. Their actual names, right? So my mother's name is Joy, and I'm having a cute little decorative thing. Like, I'm decorating my whole space, and I'm saying to her, like, moments of joy. And then I'm going to have pictures of her and her life, like, all over. And it'll be moments of joy of her being joyous, but also her being her. Joy, it's the best thing. I'm sorry, I'm cute. Oh, I love her so much. Oh my gosh, it's a big celebration. She's turning dish zero, so it's gonna be crazy.
Not dish zero.
She would kill me if I told the girls her age.
I mean, same on this side. She's turning dish zero as well. Listen, girl, there's something about the decades.
Girl.
That's going on here that I'm appreciating.
Our mothers are decades apart.
Yeah. Not decades, bitch.
Oh my God. One.
Oh my God.
One. Ooh, not me.
And that must sound good either way.
Right. And they're 5 days apart.
They are.
And we're
it's
here.
Almost as live, like
I don't believe in coincidences.
So it's just like.
They're both born in Jamaica. They're born 25 minutes away from each other.
Not
like,
25 minutes away, Jesus.
Girl, I didn't.
But they are. Yes, they are.
Your mother was born in the place where I went to school. And then
out here in the place. It's the way that our ancestors have been crossing paths for a while. And then we were just
right.
Like, hey, bitch.
Right. There's a coincidence. I'm sorry. Honestly, it's a sign that our mothers should be best friends. I can't wait for that moment. It's going to be great. I will force this person. You know when my mother, or you know when like the parents take your kids to play dates? We should take our moms to mom dates.
And
see what happens.
You know.
We should do that and see
it
what
would
happens.
Be a lot of twisted up faces.
Oh, yes. That's the point. But then they would
faces.
Find that one thing that they can both talk shit about, then mm-hmm. It's over.
And then 3 weeks later, they're like on the phone texting each other. And it's like,
we're the people that they talk shit about.
Honestly, I'm fine with that. For this girl's birthday,
mm-hmm.
I have an afternoon tea session planned for her. And if y'all follow me on Instagram, you already know which afternoon tea I'm talking about, honey. Because that's a beautiful ass photo. I'm not even going to lie.
You did that, baby.
I did that, okay? And then I have a surf and turf meal planned for her.
Yes.
Afterwards. So it's going to be something. This year, I am trying to coordinate between the children because, you know, the children are coming of age now in the household. And then also her husband, man. You know, listen, the one time that Caribbean men providing for you works out in your benefit is me being able to go to this man and go, I need money. Yes. And I asked him for an amount of money and he gave it to me immediately. And that was an experience that I'm like, when I'm looking for a man now, I'm going to go, I should just ask you for hundreds of dollars and you should just give it to me. You shouldn't even fight. But here's the thing now, right? I'm me. And because I'm me, the cost for this weekend has a comma in it. So I had to reapproach the gentleman and go, listen, you can't have a decade celebration and like not.
No, yeah, it's a decade celebration. Go
exactly.
Off.
So I needed to reapproach the gentleman and he looked at me with seven heads and I'm like, I'm confused as to why you're confused. So when you're ready to level up your coin, I'll be here waiting for you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Number one. And number two, we hitting the children up for money too, girl, okay? Christmas just happened. You have some dollars left over. The girls is out here working now. Where the money is?
Mm-hmm. Every one of my, every picnic, I put in something that is a potluck, yeah. So let me tell you something. I am the wash belly, but I am not the only breast
belly.
I am the wash belly. I'm not the only one. Mm-mm. So at the tree are we?
Yeah.
At the tree are we? I go pack up one little money and say, come, we are celebrating that woman, yeah.
And that's that on that.
Celebration. Mm-hmm.
Because you know what's wild about all of this? No matter how many times I talk about the intention that's going into sort of like creating the space and the coins that are being poured into all of this, girl, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. I truly believe that this woman needs every dollar and every cent down to the last coin that I have in that savings account gold that I don't even be using that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, as I said to the man, I'm confused why you're confused because we haven't even gotten there yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even touched the surface yet. Ma'am,
Listen. Girl, let me find one man for my mother so I can beg him for money, young. Yeah.
I scream. Yes, girl.
Let me find one man for you. Honestly, let me find a man for myself.
You know, I'm wishing that for you too. I don't know if I want that for me yet, but I'm wishing that for you, because
yeah,
I'll pass this round.
You know, I'm currently at the point where I'm like, you know, we're going to talk about this at some point. We have an episode.
We will.
We do. We're going to get there, but yes, for now, let's just manifest that, and then we'll explain what we mean by that when the time comes.
Yeah.
I do want to end with just one question for you, just so the girls have something to look forward to. What should the girls look forward to in the next coming episodes in this season of vulnerability? Because right now the girls heard us went off on life and politics, which is still gonna happen, because life and politics is always happening.
What can the girls expect? The girls can probably expect us to not be vulnerable at all. The girls can probably expect for us to go off for an entire season. I'm a firm believer that the first episode sets the tone. And I believe this is only the beginning. So you better duct tape your panties to your waist, bitch, because you motherfucking better get ready, ho. Get ready.
Panties to your waist.
Duct tape your panties to your waist, bitch.
All right, go off.
Pull your socks up. Tie your shoes on tight. Because when this ride goes,
we're going off.
Watch out. We're
going to do the damn thing. And that's on what? Stick a pin. which we've been in for quite a while. So we're just going
to
say.
Time for us to say goodbye. And with that, you can follow us on social media at Stush and Bush. Right? Manifesting the D. No.
Actually,
we're changing it.
Actually, yes.
Yes. Stush and Bush. Manifesting the D. And that's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. And that is on Instagram. And if y'all can convince us of enough, it'll also be on Clubhouse. Feel free to also on Clubhouse, but you will never catch us on TikTok. Anyway. Feel free. I said never.
I downloaded TikTok just to do the silhouette challenge. I didn't post it or anything, but I just wanted to do it because the girls were having fun. But then I wasn't interested in keeping a TikTok, so I just had some fun and then I deleted it. That was that.
That's chaotic. That's chaotic.
The girls were doing this whole like red filter thing. I was here for it. I'm like, I want to be in red too. Shit, I look good. I look good in red. Like, I look really nice in red.
If you would like Kadeem's silhouette challenge, email us at bushandbushpodcast@gmail.com, or you can message us on Instagram. Who knows? Maybe we won't have a Patreon. We'll just start an OnlyFans.
Now you're giving the girls my silhouette challenge.
Yes, girl.
No, that's gone.
Just email us.
I even deleted from the dark web, baby. But you can find this amazing, wonderful, strong body Stush girl, Robert, at Queerib Granny on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at Kadeem. I really forgot my name. At Kadeem. Yeah. That's KHADIEME on Instagram and Twitter. And with that, welcome to season 4, y'all.
Welcome to season 4. Please don't unsubscribe. Please stay. I promise so much.
Girl, if you're gonna go. I'm joking.
Go.
Nobody.
But make sure you pay first. There's an exit fee.
Just give that star rating a 5.
So 5.
You know, 5. 5.3 if you can. But, you know, I'm not asking for a lot.
Only if you can.
Just, yeah. True. But yeah, give us your, actually, that's a really cool thing. Give us your reviews, give us your thoughts, and let us know. I'm not going to say let us know how we can serve y'all better because we're perfect, but I'm joking. But do let us know ways in which y'all want to engage with us. And can't wait to talk to y'all. And we love you. And welcome.
What a start to season 4, bitch.
What a start.
What a start.
Unexpected and kind of cute.
Unexpected, ghetto. Cute is the last word that I would use to describe it. But it happened.
It happened.
I'm still...